Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Dutch with Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, who is a recovering politician, served in a leadership role in the U.S. House of Representatives, representing the people of Livonia, Michigan. And I asked him for guidance on these topsy-turvy events in the House of Representatives to choose a speaker. The young man's name, now said to be the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, served one term in the Louisiana legislature, elected to Congress in 2016. That was with the Trump victory in Louisiana, and represents right now no certain policy. He has been in various roles, conservative roles, the Republican study group, House study group, and he's been the vice president of the conference. These are administrative roles. That is, what questions do we need to keep open about Mike Johnson in the coming days? Now, I will contribute one thing. Kevin McCarthy, I'm told, was superior at raising money. Will Mike Johnson be able to at least provide money raising necessary for the House Congressional Caucus to win in the next election cycle?
Well, first, let me point out that I didn't serve at any time with Mr. Johnson. He came there after I'd left. And I think in some ways it's very unfair for us to measure him by what's going to happen next to the House Republicans, because of so much of what's going to happen next to the House Republicans occurred and the damage was done prior to his election. The removal of Kevin McCarthy, the failure to come up with a speaker in a timely fashion, to have the chaos occurring within the House Republicans at the very time Hamas committed its atrocious, barbaric terrorist attack against Israel, and to have that continue as that world crisis was unfolding, to be wrapped up with your own internal debates, your inability to actually govern at that point in time, the inability to actually message at that point in time, to then finally come to Mr. Johnson and then turn around and say, you're going to now have to defend a slim majority, good luck raising money. The question would be, do these House Republicans understand what they just did? Do they understand the damage they've done to themselves and to their slim majority in the eyes of the electorate, especially the independents, where they are now viewed as a force of chaos and disorder within the country, within a world that is increasingly filled with chaos and disorder? And then to say that somehow Mr. Johnson has to be measured on whether they hold the majority in the fundraising that happens is very unfair to him, because he did not necessarily cause all that problem. And I don't know how one person can be expected to solve it. Much of what's going to happen to that House caucus is outside their control. Large part of it will stem with, if Mr. Trump is the nominee, that will make it even harder, I think. But that's just my opinion. But in the final analysis, a lot of the damage was done. With Mr. Johnson, all we can do is hope, despite the fact that he is in U.S. House terms, a relatively relative neophyte, especially given the governance of that chamber itself, coming from a very, very low position in the leadership, time will tell. You know, I think that a lot of people are very happy with some of those conservative credentials. Some people are very happy that Mr. Trump is on board with Mr. Speaker Johnson. But at the end of the day, we'll have to see. And again, I'm going to measure the events of this not by Mr. Johnson alone, but by whether they are actually able to hold their majority. And right now, they've done themselves a great disservice, and I don't consider the election of Mr. Johnson to be the one balm or the silver bullet that will help House Republicans avoid the consequences of their chaotic disorder of the last several weeks.
Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, former member of the House of Representatives in a leadership role in the earlier part of this century. This is... Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.